Hello and welcome to the second Impact Lifestyle podcast. Today we have two of our contributors and they're going to be discussing the Tess Holliday Cosmopolitan cover debate.
I'm James Herman, reviews editor.
I'm Emma Jane Walker, lifestyle contributor.
So today we're going to be discussing Tess Holliday and her recent featuring on the front cover of Cosmopolitan, which has sparked a lot of debate over body positivity. And So we're coming at it from two different angles, one being why it's good for society and the advantages of body positivity, but then also looking at potentially the drawbacks of kind of showing obesity in this way.
Yeah, so I'm going to be taking the view that it does encourage body empowerment and body positivity.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly agree with that, but also, to an extent, does it normalize obesity, and should we be encouraging that when it has such profound health risks?
I think it's important to listen to Tess Holliday and what she actually says about the front cover of Cosmopolitan and her obesity shown on it. And she does emphasize the fact that it's not to promote obesity, it is to just encourage the message that we should love ourselves and love our bodies, no matter how we look. And this isn't saying you should be obese. This is saying you should love yourself, no matter how you look.
To be fair, I think recently on her Instagram, she's been posting a lot of like workout videos and things like that. So, like, she clearly acknowledges that she needs to get in better shape and lose some weight, because it like, the fact is that morbid obesity is going to affect your health, and it is a very serious health risk.
Yeah, I do. As I said, I think it's important that we do love ourselves. I do know from personal experience, when I had my bad acne, I knew that I wanted to get rid of it and I wasn't happy with how I looked. But I still, if someone posted a picture of their acne on Instagram or was the front page, was a model on the front page of Cosmopolitan, I would feel reassured and I would feel that I'm not abnormal and I can feel happy in my body no matter what I look like. And I think that's a really important message to show, and she does do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that certainly in mainstream media, particularly in the modelling industry, there is a certain look, both for men and women, it's not just women, which I think excludes, I think, probably the everyman to an extent, because most people don't look like models. And so I think that is, I think that's positive, and I think that's productive for society. But I think the real issue is not necessarily looking different. It's the fact that Tess Holliday is morbidly obese, which is, I mean, I'm not saying that in terms of it as a criticism, but just as a fact. And the fact is that according to an NHS study, obesity is now the second leading cause of premature death in Europe, only to smoking. So it is a serious issue, and I fully understand why they've put her on the front cover. And I think positivity in all its forms is great, but I think there has to be some kind of line drawn.
Yeah, I do respect that point, but I just think, as you said, the NHS said that obesity was its second
leading cause of premature death in Europe.
But we've also got to recognise that one in five people are suffering from mental illnesses, and I'm not assuming that this is obese people, but people who definitely don't love their body could be a large part of this statistic. And I think it's very important to emphasise that we can be confident and comfortable in our bodies, and this would probably reduce that statistic by a significant amount. And having loads of different body types and promoting that would be a real help, I think.
Yeah, but promoting different body types, I think, is definitely very important, especially for women, but also for men. The plus size and the brawn body shapes are not ones that are typically shown on front covers of these kinds of magazines. So that I do agree with. But it's just, I think Tess Holliday says that, she said in an interview that, like, no one can judge her because they don't know her health situation. And I get where she's coming from, because she says that she's metabolically healthy. So in essence, her body is still functioning normally. But there was a population level study, a nurse's health study, which studied 90,000 metabolically healthy obese women over the course of 30 years. And it found that 84% of them over those 30 years became metabolically unhealthy during that time. So to say that she is healthy because she doesn't have any health issues at the moment is, I think, also an issue, because it doesn't necessarily acknowledge that she's still putting herself at extreme risk of developing health issues, cardiac issues, hypertension, sleep apnea, all these really dangerous issues. And also, she's a mother, so she recognizes that, like, she should be there and be able to play with her kids and stuff. And I remember in one post on Instagram, she talked about how she had a great day playing with her kids, but then said if she went to sleep tonight and didn't wake up in the morning, like, she'd die happy, which I think is very problematic, because I agree that happiness is extremely important, but I think that health has also got to be put on an equal level as happiness.
Yeah, and by health, you're talking about physical health.
Yeah.
I just think it's a hard thing to monitor in terms of what she's putting herself at risk for, because would consider myself healthy, but I'm probably at risk for a lot of things. And to say, oh, you need to change this because otherwise this is going to happen, would cause a lot of issues. And as long as she is mentally happy and physically happy at the moment, I don't think we can intervene with her life.
I think, you talk about mental health, and that's obviously very important. And I think that that's something that body positivity and health at every size is great for. I think it's great for boosting confidence and mental health. But to say that she's healthy because she's metabolically healthy is, again, problematic, because there was a study by Diabetes Care Journal which took 631 obese people, 41% of whom could be considered metabolically healthy, and they found that there are different definitions of metabolic health, but by all but one definition of metabolic health, they found that the risk of mortality was exactly the same whether they were metabolically healthy or not. So to say that you're metabolically healthy doesn't take into account the extreme risks that still come with morbid obesity. It's used to an extent as a way for people to kind of kid themselves, or not kid themselves, but it's like, oh, I'm metabolically healthy. So it's a way to put aside the issues that they need to resolve. And I also think, when you talk about mental health, I think that people don't view obesity as a mental health disorder. But I think in most cases, someone who is obese almost definitely has an eating disorder. And usually these things come not in isolation. So a lot of the time, eating disorders have links with mental health disorders. So I think that obesity and mental health kind of come hand in hand. So getting physically healthier in most cases will improve mental health as well. And in fact, exercise has been proven to be one of the leading ways to improve mental health, to reduce anxiety and depression and things like that. So I think it's really important that we recognize that exercise and activity and being physically healthy has all these other benefits.
Yeah, I completely agree with your conclusion from that. I think physical and mental health come in one. I just think it is the other way around. I don't think you should target the obesity and eating disorder starting with the physical. I think you need to start with the mental. And the reason she's become this way is probably resulting from, yeah, like you said, like an eating disorder or something mentally, like an issue. And we should tackle that first. And why is that? Probably because of the massive coverage of anorexic models, or such a high ideal that people have to aim to reach. And I think that is the thing we should be targeting, not the physical first. That will come along with that when you learn to be happy and realize, I can do something about this. I can go to the gym without feeling self-conscious, and this is something I want to improve and feel supported by, not this is something I want to improve but I'm too embarrassed to leave because I'm going to be hated from how I look.
Yeah, I think you make two really good points there. Firstly, about anorexia, and I think that's something that doesn't get discussed enough, especially as you were saying beforehand, before we started the podcast, about a lot of models who can definitely be considered anorexic, and you say that they Photoshop out their ribs and things like that to make them seem more healthy, which I think that's an issue because it gives people body dysmorphia. And I think that's a huge issue. And again, with anorexia and bulimia and things like that, they are medically considered eating disorders. Whereas for obese people, they don't have, most of them don't have diagnosed eating disorders. But to eat yourself to morbid obesity, most likely there is an eating disorder there. And I think that that's something that we need to address as a society. The second point you made was...
the social media?
Yeah. So you said about how... you were saying about social media, and Tess Holliday said in quite a recent Instagram post that in one of her workout videos, she said, and I think this was really positive, she said that when I was growing up and stuff, I never saw women of my size going to the gym. So I think that that's good, that when she's showing her fans that she's going to the gym and doing something about her health, I think that that's a really good sign. I think that's a great message to put out there.
Yeah, as we were saying again before the podcast, the main issue there is the Photoshop, which a lot of celebrities have been talking about recently. Jameela Jamil actually did a podcast on it, and I think that is the main issue. If we showed Tess Holliday and we didn't Photoshop out the craters that she has on her skin and the stretch marks she has, it wouldn't be as big a problem, because it wouldn't be glorifying, it wouldn't be saying this is how everyone should look, this is the ideal body type, but it would be saying you can love your body, you might have these things like that you think are flaws, but it's fine. I think that's the main issue, not showing someone that's overweight or obese.
Yeah, I think that, so I think to an extent we agree on a lot of things, and there is a middle ground to be had here, and it's not that I'm solely against body positivity and fat acceptance, because I fully support body positivity, and I think it's great, and I think that, like, it's not just about people or like larger people. I think people of every size should accept their body and love their body a bit more. I think the issue lies with accepting obesity and people accepting that they can't do anything to change it, when in most cases they probably can take steps to reduce that and to get healthier.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, the main message is, as long as you're trying to become healthy, and then you should accept how you look, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think everyone deserves to be accepted, and I don't think that anyone should be stigmatized. I think that as a society we should encourage people to get healthier from both ends of the scale, in the same way that we would, you know, we encourage anorexic people to get healthier. We should do the same with obesity in a non-judgmental way.
One thing I just want to raise is the fact that a lot of men have had similar portrayals on the front covers of magazines, for example, Rick Ross on Vibe, James Corden on British GQ cover. And these are obese men, but there's no controversy over their weight on it. It's just what they're saying and the cool things they've been up to. And I think as soon as this Tess Holliday thing was posted, the only thing people focused on was, oh, she's morbidly obese, this is wrong. I think we just have to take into consideration the sexism that's arisen from this as well.
Definitely. I think there is a tendency to focus on women, because I think the stigma surrounding women is much greater, but I think that it's equally as important in men. And that's something that we do need to recognise, because obesity isn't more common in women or men. It's a big problem across all scopes of life. And in fact, in 2016, the World Health Organization estimated that across the entire globe, 39% of adults are overweight and 13% are obese. So clearly it's not just an issue with women, it's an issue with men as well. And I do agree that that needs to be addressed to the same extent that it is with women.
Ultimately, though, I do stick with my point that I would rather someone be physically unhealthy but mentally happy than physically healthy and mentally mentally unstable.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
So that draws a conclusion to our debate. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you listen next time.